the partnership's coming along well. We're working hard in training and making sure that we try and tweak a few things. But yeah, you know, I think the more we play together, you know, the telepathy just comes back and we'll be back to normal.
Yeah. I mean, it is going to take a bit of time, isn't it? Because I know you haven't played too much, but Craig's been, well, he's still trying to get back to full fitness after 13 months out.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's important for him to be playing games and getting his sharpness back, because, you know, when he's fully fit and firing, you know, he's one of the best out there. So, yeah, you know, we'll keep working hard in training and hopefully next game we'll get that combination going and he'll get his 100th goal.
And how much of a bounce was there in that dressing room after Saturday? Because it was a much-needed victory, wasn't it?
Ah, total contrast from the few weeks before. You know, we knew that we needed the result. And all week, you know, the lads were really focused. You know, we knew that we was going into this game and going in to get the 3 points. So, you know, to win the game was very pleasing. And, yeah, it was a good atmosphere in the dressing room afterwards.
And it's all about following up now, isn't it, against tough opposition, Preston this weekend, a side who look like they could be challenging this year.
Yeah, they're a very good team. You know, they're up there for a reason, and it's going to be a very hard game. You know, it's one that we need to make sure that we approach in the right way. You know, we need to defend properly, and when we get the opportunities, make sure that we take them. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, your manager was saying they're a stubborn side. They don't tend to concede when they go ahead, particularly away from home, so that first goal could be important.
Yeah, definitely. And same, you know, for us, it's important that we stay solid as a unit, all work together, and make sure that we limit them to very few chances, because they've got good players in their team. You know, obviously everyone knows about Jermaine Beckford. You know, his goal scoring record, especially at this level, is up there with the best. So, you know, we know that we need to try and keep them quiet, and on the flip side, try and get myself and Craig some chances, and it's down to us to put them away.
Yeah, historically, London Road's been a really tough place to come, hasn't it, for size? But recently, the form has dipped at home. Your manager was talking earlier about the importance of getting back on track at your home patch.
Yeah, of course. You know, whenever you go for a dip of form, you know, it's always about recovering and going to the next game. You know, our last game, we put a good performance in. That was away. Now it's time to do that at home. You know, and there's no reason why we can't. We need to make sure we take the confidence from the Orient game, take it into this game, and I'm sure we'll be fine.
Your manager was quoted as saying he'd love to keep you for longer than the initial loan spell earlier this week. Is it too early to talk about that, or are you thinking about what might happen after January?
I'm not too sure at the moment. You know, I try and just take things as they come. You know, at the moment I'm here till the end of January, and you know, I'm just going to make sure that every game that I pull on a Peterborough shirt, I do my very best and try and score as many goals as possible and influence the team as much as I can. You know, anything after that, you know, I'll just wait and see what happens, and I'll see what developments happen from there, really.